And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
any place.
And if someone slipped and fell over this way, you'd say he fell over
backwards,
in this way,
frontwards, forward.
Okay. Say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one, no.
No, I didn't catch any.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say, I didn't catch nary a one?
Yeah. I've even used that there again when we're, you know, did you catch any? I didn't catch nary a one. Yeah, I've used that quite a bit.
Is that kind of like ain't, the way you'd use it, just kidding? Or?
No, not really. I don't. Like I told you yesterday, I always had drummed in my head that the word ain't was really bad. It's almost like using a cuss word. Nary a one is, to me, just a slang expression, really. I don't consider it. It's not correct by any means, but we use it.
It's not as bad as ain't.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think so. But to me, ain't is just really incorrect, and I hear people use it all the time when they're using it and not kidding, they're just using it in their in their vocabulary. To me, I'll use it kidding around, but nary a one, I'll use that maybe in just normal conversation sometimes if it fits, you know.
And you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land. You say you
cleared it off.
And wheat is tied up into a.
I don't know. Wheat. I don't know.
What about corn or fodder?
I don't have any idea. Bundle?
And the bundles are piled up into a...
stack?
And talking about how much wheat you raised, you might say we raised 40 what of wheat to the acre?
Bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know. Oats? I haven't got any idea.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say, instead of saying we, you could say,
we're going to do it together, don't say we.
Well, would you say you and I have to do it, or me and you?
If I'm talking to you, say you and I got to do this today, or we have to do it today.
What if you're talking about some man and yourself, you'd say?
You and I.
Or
we.
Would you say him and me, or he and I?
He and I. He and I are going to do it today.
And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
both of us.
And if you knock at the door and someone asks who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you'd say it's...
it's me.
And
or it is I? No, I'd say it's me. Correct or not, that's what I'd say.
What if it's a man at the door, you say it's, like I asked you, was that Jim at the door? You say, yes, that was.
That was him.
And if it was a woman.
That was her.
And if it was two people.
That was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall.
As I am.
Or I'm not as tall.
As he is.
And he can do that better than.
Than I can.
And if you had been out to New Mexico, say, and you hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say New Mexico is...
as far as I went?
Or New Mexico is what west I've been.
New Mexico is as far west as I've been.
Do you ever say it's all the farther west or the farthest west? Or?
No. I've heard it, but I've never used it. And go back, like you said, and if you ask me the same question, ask me that question, I'd say, well, New Mexico is far west as I've been. I guess I've heard people say farthest west or furthest west or whatever you said. I've never used it.
And some people belong to me, and you say it's...
yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
ours.
Huh?
Ours.
And to them?
It's theirs.
And to him?
It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.